Asthma. Asthma is a chronic airway disorder. It's complex and it is usually involving bronchial inflammation and hypersensitivity of the respiratory tissue, which leads to airways obstruction, and usually it's reversible. When we think about the causes of it, it has a strong genetical component. There are probably 100 genes which have been identified which might play a role in this disease. They play a role in terms of they might be ones that influence various interleukins, particularly interleukin 4, 5, 13. They may influence production of antibodies, IgE. They may affect eosinophils, mast cells, or they may be adrenergic receptors. And usually it's a combination of genetics combined with environmental factors. And environmental factors, which would be the allergen, are things like exercise, cold, air pollution, city smog, dust mites, cats, dogs, you name it. There's a big long list. So what happens? Well, we're going to describe the most common type of asthma, which would probably be allergic asthma. And it usually begins with inflammation. So what happens is an immune response starts to occur, and you'll have your dendritic cells, which first of all respond to the antigen, which in this case would be dust, pollen, something like that. And then they display this antigen to a type of helper T cell called the helper 2 T cell. There are two types of helper T cells. Type 1 are the normal ones that you'd expect to find that respond to microbes. And then 2 seem to respond to allergens and internal parasites. So they respond to this and they react to it by starting to produce loads and loads of chemicals, interleukins. We've got interleukin 4 in particular, and interleukin 4 stimulates our B cells and they start producing a particular type of antibody called IgE, and this then is picked up by our mast cells and embedded in the cell membrane. And then next time you get exposed to the same antigen, the dust, the pollen, whatever, it binds onto the IgE in the mast cell membrane and they respond by degranulation. They start producing lots and lots of chemicals such as histamine, prostaglandins, etc. And these various chemicals do things like cause your blood vessels to dilate, to become leaky, edema occurs. They will also be good at producing lots and lots, they stimulate the production of lots and lots of mucus, and they cause massive bronchial constriction. And so you start to see the typical symptoms of asthma that you'd expect: coughing, you're trying to get rid of that extra mucus, and difficulty breathing. Other interleukins are produced by those helper T cells. Initially, interleukin 5 will start to bring a different type of blood cell, eosinophils, to the area, which damage the tissue. And then there's a range of other chemicals produced at the same time: tissue necrosis factor, interleukin 1. And so when we think about this disease, we should also consider the effects on acid-base balance. And due to the difficulty in breathing, what happens initially is the lack of oxygen triggers hyperventilation. And then this causes your carbon dioxide to decrease and you have respiratory alkalosis. And then as time goes by, the air will get trapped in your thorax, which becomes hyperexpanded and you can't actually breathe out the carbon dioxide. And then that leads to respiratory acidosis. So you can see, when we think about our key concepts, homeostasis and the ability to breathe normally and control acid-base balance is completely disrupted by having asthma. Asthma involves huge amounts of different types of proteins. You've got your IgE antibodies, you've got the interleukins which are being produced, you've got receptors on different types of cells. Obviously, the receptors are embedded in the cell membrane. And then finally, when we think about it as a disorder, again, perhaps it's a mismatch disease, because what we seem to be doing is we're attacking harmless antigens, and we're speculating that this might be due to the fact that as we've evolved over the millions of years, now we don't have as many things such as intestinal parasites for our immune system to attack. So instead it goes around and attacks things which should obviously be quite harmless.